That's from Luke 2:1 to 20. The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house of line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there were no guest room available for them. And the angel and the shepherds were living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I will bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
So, it's going to be a bit different this morning because I've been quite sick this week, so you're going to have a little mini sermon. And then I've got another contact from Living Rock Church who's going to do a video. But we will need the Techno Queen to sort out the volume later on in the next week. Okay. That's Susan's name from Special Friends. She's the Techno Queen. Okay, so what I wanted to share, this is what God's told me to bring, is two words he brought, was awe and wonder. So when you look closely at a child at Christmas, what do you see in their eyes as things are taking place? When they see the Christmas tree, the lights, the presents, the music, the chocolate. There's a deep awe and wonder about Christmas. But have you got to this age where you think Christmas is only for kids? I found myself being guilty over the years thinking, Christmas is for kids. The awe and wonder is only for kids. But there's a deep awe and wonder of knowing God, personally. Well, I want to talk briefly about this morning. We have an awesome God. Do we believe that?
Yes.
God made us. But we rejected him, and we disregarded him, and we got separated. God gave Jesus to bring us back. He was God's rescue plan to the world. Which means why Christmas is so special for us. It's not about the presents or the tree. It's about Jesus. God moved then, and he continues to move today. Through Jesus, we can have a restored relationship with God and a transformed life. Do we believe that?
Yes.
Yes. How is your awe and wonder today of God? You know, we sing songs, I'm in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Are you really in awe of God? Where are you at the moment in your life? We need to look at this Christmas story this year and get fresh inspiration. and have a new sense of awe and wonder of our God, of what he's done for us. Look at the story of Jesus, see it in a new light. Don't just see it, as some people see it, as just a fairy tale. This is real, it happened. And God did amazing stuff through it by sending his son to bring us back to him. The heart of this message has impacted people all over the world, and it still does today. And the message is God loves you. Whoever you are, whatever you've done, he loves you. In John 3:16, God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whosoever will believe in him will have eternal life. He didn't come to punish or destroy us. He came to forgive us. Give us the greatest gift, which was Jesus. I need a volunteer. willing volunteer, young Nathan.
Yep.
Now, I can blame Janet on this, because... in Special Friends on Wednesday, we had a Christmas party. Well, Janet kindly did pass the parcel. Not quite the same, because Janet's one was even better, and she had forfeits in.
Aww.
So if you got to one, you had to do a forfeit, which is good fun. Yeah. Anyway, I want to just talk about a present. So Nathan, you just stand over there a bit. Yep. With presents, there's two steps to having a present, right? There's the giving, and there's the
receiving.
So, when God gives us things, we can often react like this. So if you'd like to turn around, face that way. When God tries to give us things, it could be like this. We've got our back turned to him. We're not interested at all. But he's got all these gifts. He's got these fantastic gifts to give to you. But you're not interested. Your back's turned. You're focused on other things. Nathan, let's turn around. The second thing you could be like, or we can be like, is you can have your arms and hands closed tight. So you may be looking towards God, and he's got some really precious, good stuff to give you, but you're closed. You're not willing to receive. You're locked up. Things may have hurt you, or you're not interested, maybe, you know? So what happens then? Keep your arms closed. I want to give you this gift, but he's not having it, right? Okay, I can give you this gift, Nathan, and he can take it, but then he doesn't really appreciate it.
Oh.
Do you get gifts at Christmas that you don't really appreciate? Another pair of socks? We can be like that with God. I think we cannot appreciate what he really gives us. Number four is we can give it, and we can forget it. So he gives us so much and blesses us through the year. We can forget it. We can have 1 week where we feel so full of his presence and receive something,
yeah.
Have a rough time, and then it's gone. It seems like it's gone. Actually, it's still there. It's just hidden behind your back. So hold it in the back. There we are. Or, the last one here. I'll put your arms out. We can be ready to receive, and we can receive it, and then we can apply it. That's really important. That's what we need to be doing with God, is to receive, learn and receive things from him and then apply it. So, you know, we've been talking about going further, going deeper, pursuing God, pushing in. This is about, you know, what's good for us when we receive gifts. So, there's five layers in there. We're going to do this reasonably quickly. I'm going to pass it to one person, then you need to take the first layer off and see what's inside. Then it's your choice to pass it to someone else, okay? You better catch.
Ooh!
All right, quick. Don't worry about the paper. We're not what have we got? Hold on, no, yeah. No, Barry, see, what have you got, Barry? There's something else in that package. There's something else in that package.
Hope.
Jesus gives hope. That's yours, Barry, and you hold on to that.
Peace.
Oh. Lauren, that's for you. She Relationship with God. Excellent. What's inside, Carol?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Oh, yeah, Jesus gives us forgiveness.
Oops.
I forgot the music, but it keeps the suspense going anyway.
Yeah.
Love. Oh, yeah, amen. Gives us love. Who's going to get, I think, the last one? Ooh,
yes.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
What did you get?
You didn't get one.
Yes, another one.
Joy.
Joy.
Yeah.
Knowing Jesus gives us joy.
Oh, wonderful.
Nathan's the last one, I think.
Oh, blimey.
Wow, what's on the card?
New life.
New life. Everyone's three, there's three of you there. No pressure. Through knowing Jesus, we can receive the gifts of new life, hope, love, joy, peace, relationship. Relationship restored with God. Today we have the opportunity to know him. God makes it very personal for us. Are you going to accept the gift of Jesus this Christmas? Just as Jesus came at the right time into the world, here's a powerful encouragement for you that I read this week. Maybe shut your eyes as I read this if you'd like to. Did you know that your birth was strategically planned by God so you would be living in this very time? Your greatest value would be most needed on earth at this time. Your existence was uniquely timed by God that your life and your worship would have a great impact. He set you up to succeed. That's a quote from Brian Simmons. We were knitted together in our mother's wombs when we were conceived and then born. God planned us. That should give us hope, joy and peace, and knowing that no matter what the world throws, life throws at us, we're secure in God. Are you going to accept the gift of Jesus this year, this Christmas? This Christmas, let's spend some time in awe of our Father God and how he sent his Son to live in this world and show us how to love God and love others. We can enter God's presence. God loved you. God moved towards you. God gave to you. God transformed you. God himself came to live alongside us through Jesus now. And now through the Holy Spirit, who's also here. We have easy access into the presence of God. Back in the days of Moses, he had to climb a special mountain to get into God's presence. Now we can step into God's presence. His presence is all around us, but by us taking time to spend with him, we can just spend time in his presence. And that's really mind-blowing. When you think at home, you don't think, oh, it's another prayer time, how am I going to do it? It's, my goodness, I'm stepping into his presence and I have one-on-one time to talk to him. We're all adopted children who've accepted him as Saviour. Climb up onto the Father's lap this Christmas and sit and talk to him. Tell him your troubles. Tell him. He's got big shoulders and he loves. He already knows about it before you say, and he will comfort you. So this Christmas, regain your awe and wonder. Think about those two words. And think about Jesus this year. Amen.